can I elaborate worry with respect to Krishna consciousness and bhakti? Yeah. See, worry is the interest that we pay on loans that we have not yet taken. That means, quite often I have a problem, but from that problem I start imagining, this may go wrong, that may go wrong, that may go wrong, that may go wrong. Well, none of that has gone wrong till now. You know, I get a small swelling on the body, I start thinking, hey, what if this is a tumor? What if it is malignant? What if I've got cancer? What if I have only 3 months to live? Well, it's just one small swelling on the body, and from there, oh, I have only 3 months to live. So we get worried. So what happens is that there is a problem, but from that point we start imagining various things. And that imagination is what causes worry. The problem itself is manageable, but the imagination from the problem, that causes worry and that paralyzes us or puts us in a frenzy. Paralyzes means I can't do anything, frenzy means I just run around doing this, that, and I'm making things worse by whatever I'm doing. Both ways it can act. So now, when we start practicing bhakti, there are two things to it. First is that we understand that at my core, I'm a soul, I'm indestructible. So no matter what goes wrong in my life, you know, I, at my core, can never be destroyed. That understanding of our spiritual essence, not just intellectually, but experientially, through chanting, through praying, through coming in the spiritual atmosphere, that itself gives us peace. And secondly, in any situation that we are in, there are certain things which are in our control and there are a large number of things which are not in our control. So now, if I obsess over the things not in my control, that causes worry, that causes anxiety. But in that same situation, if I focus on that, on the things that are in my control, that brings intensity. If tomorrow I have an interview and I start worrying, you know, what question will they ask and how will I answer? What if I forget? What if I give a wrong answer? All that will cause me anxiety. Focus, okay, tomorrow I have an interview, I have 24 hours now. Let me prepare. Whatever I have learned, let me revise. Let me sharpen my understanding. And that will bring intensity. So intellectually we may know that, let me focus on that which is not in my control, not worry about that which is not in my control. But spiritually, when we understand, we are practicing Krishna Bhakti, we understand that Krishna is the supreme controller. That means, you know, that we think of things are either in my control or they are out of my control. But Bhakti helps us understand that things that are not in my control are still in control. They are in Krishna's control. So when I understand that things are in Krishna's control, then I let those things, I entrust those things to Krishna and focus on the things in my control. So that way, by the faith that develops through the philosophical understanding of Krishna's position, then we can actually, the same situation that causes anxiety, that can bring intensity in our life. So by understanding our spiritual identity and by understanding Krishna's controllership, our spirituality can transform our anxiety into intensity. Okay? Thank you. Great.